It's Friday. That means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But here in the jungle, what that means most of all is the return of the flight deck. Giant domed. James Kelly. And this week's installment of Big Head Bets. More important than ever before because we are on to the divisional round. We're down to the Elite Eight. Now, last weekend was challenging. If you ask me, this weekend is not getting any easier. I mentioned this earlier. I pride myself on not being a coin flip guy. Head, I know you feel the same way. Except I'm looking at all four of these games against the spread. I feel like flipping a coin. I mean, looking at the spreads, I feel like I can make a pretty good argument for every single team. Like, if you were to tell me your four picks, no matter what they are, I'd feel pretty confident that I could win the other side no matter what your picks are. I think that's how tough this weekend is. Head, good to have you back. Generally speaking, did you have as much trouble getting your gigantic cranium around these games as I did?
Yes, Jim, I could never remember a divisional round or playoff round like this. No outcome, like you just said, would surprise me at all. It took a lot of work to try to figure this thing out.
All right, so let's talk about where you ended up. Why don't we start with the Saturday action? Rams v. Packers. That's the first game of the weekend. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. Aaron Rodgers has never been better. 48 passes, TD passes, leads the NFL. A QB rating, 121.5, best in the NFL. He completed more than 70% of his passes, best in the NFL. But he's going up against a defense with maybe the best player he's ever seen in Aaron Donald. I don't know. Great defense, great offense. Something has to give. What's the line on that game, Head? Who do you like?
So the line is 6.5 right now. It was 7 all week, but the 6.5 I think is key, Jim, and I am going to go with the Packers here. Elite O of Green Bay v. that Elite D of L.A. for sure. But Green Bay's offense is always elite, and it's the highest scoring offense at home this season in the entire NFL. The Rams D allows nearly 10 points more a game on the road. I think Aaron Rodgers can get some help from his running game here. They've averaged 6.1 yards per carry the last three games, and that's your best approach against this Rams D, Jim. Seattle ran for 136 yards last week. Also, the Goff factor. He hasn't been good this regular season. I don't think McVay is a believer in him. They didn't activate the third QB last week, meaning he was a go if needed, which is weird. I can't imagine that strategy going with Brady or Breeze. And he's historically worse in the playoff, Jim. The dip in weather, enjoy the 80s to the low 30s, Packers minus 6.5 here.
All right, Packers minus 6.5. Then you've got the Bills, Big Head, looking to continue their dream season. They're at home against the Ravens, who suddenly are looking like a bully. Once again, Lamar no longer has to deal with that question about whether or not he can win in the playoffs. Defensively, Head, we know they're going to get after the quarterback, and they're going to have to because Josh Allen is carving folks. Again, I could argue either side of this one. Given the spread, to me, the game is that close. If you want the Bills, you're probably going to have to lay 3 points. I know you like them, but do you like them that much?
I don't, Jim. That's too many points for me. I'll take the Ravens and the 3. A few keys here. I love the Ravens' ability to run the ball against Buffalo. They're the best running team in the NFL, and they have averaged 6.9 yards per carry the last three games, Jim. The Bills' D allows 5.5 yards per carry on the season. Also, I love the fact that Baltimore defense you're talking about, it's getting healthy and it's a lot better. Plus the pressure you talked about, nobody blitzes more than Baltimore. And their 116 QB hits on the season means they get to the quarterback a lot. That isn't good for Josh Allen, Jim, because no quarterback holds the ball longer than he does. Also, the Bills can create that big play, but Baltimore's D doesn't give them up. I'm going Lamar, Nonria again, Ravens minus 3.
Minus 3, dude. The Mafia is not going to be happy with you. They will put your gigantic head right through a table.
Yes, they will.
All right, so Ravens minus 3, but Ross Tucker, that's who right. played for the Bills, admitted that he was nervous. Sunday, let's move ahead now, Head. Big Head Bets every Friday. America's team, the Cleveland Browns, led by America's quarterback, Baker Mayfield, fresh off that nice, swift ass-kicking of Pittsburgh, are going to Kansas City to take their shot against the defending champs, the Chiefs. Unlike Pittsburgh, the Chiefs, Head, do not have an aged-out, busted-up dink and dunk QB. They have the game's most dangerous in Patrick Mahomes, and he's extremely well rested until somebody takes them down. The Chiefs are clearly the team to beat, but incredibly, and we talked about this earlier, Head, you can get the Browns and 10. 10 if you want them. I know you're not emotionally invested in America's team the way I am, and you never bet with emotion, but hear me out here. 10. Would you think about taking them with 10?
There's a lot of shock value in that 10. I think everybody's talked about that, and there's a lot of reason to like Cleveland, Jim. Their run game, their line. Baker not turning the football over is key, but I am not going to take
them. I was
gonna
say, going to say, I don't KC. Like where you're going with this, man. Go ahead.
I'm going KC. I just can't get over that Cleveland defense. You have to create pressure with your front four against KC, and Cleveland doesn't do it. Big Ben threw the ball 68 times last week and wasn't sacked once. Their pressure rate's horrid, and nobody knocks down opposing quarterbacks at a worse rate in the entire NFL than Joe Woods' defense. The Detroit Lions are better than Joe Woods' defense, Jim. Their secondary is not much better. Now, Ross touched on this, too, about the spread. KC hasn't covered the spread since November 1st. And that was against the Jets. They've pushed one game, and they've lost all of them. So if you like Cleveland, you like them. I just think Mahomes and Andy Reid light up Joe Woods, KC, minus 10. I'd probably wait to see if you can get that minus 9.5 because it's out there on some of them, and it keeps going back and forth. But KC here.
Don't you keep Joe Woods' name out your mouth, man. What do you have against him?
You're always going Bob down on that guy. He's my new Bob Sutton.
He's my new Bob Sutton. What did Sutton ever do to you besides cost you some money in one game?
Yes, he did.
All right, the big head. He's got the Chiefs minus 10. As you point out yourself, though, they have not done well against the spread. So if you want the Browns in 10, you can get them. Then you've got the Bucks and Saints. They're going to run it back, James. That is your name, right, James?
That's correct.
They're going to run it back a third time. I saw a really interesting stat. The Saints, of course, won the first two matchups. Historically, teams that sweep the two regular season games have gone on to win 20 of 32 games when they play a third time in the playoffs. TB43, playing at a really high level right now. He's got freaking weapons all over the field, but the Saints defensively are built to deal with that, and they already have twice. Now, I can argue that this Bucs team is not the same as the team that lost twice earlier this season. Head, you've hit the Bucs a number of times this year. If you do it again Sunday, you can have a field goal along with that team. What is your play here?
The Bucs have been great to me, like you said, and Tampa Bay offense has finally got to where we all thought they could be, elite, especially on the road, Jim. They are averaging an NFL best 32.8 points per game. They look damn good against that good Washington defense, but I'm taking the Saints here, minus 3. I'm going Saints, and the reason is that Tampa D, Jim, it's good, but they aren't that dominant team that beat the hell out of Green Bay back in week 6. It's just not the same there. They will bring the heat. Todd Bowles loves to dial up the blitz, but Breeze handles that good. And Michael Thomas, he's back now. He should have a mismatch against anyone Tampa throws him at him in the secondary. I think can't guard Mike has a big game. Also, like you just said, man, that Saints D is extremely underrated. They've had their way with this team. And the Bucs aren't who they were in week 9, but I'm still taking the Saints minus 3.
Here's the thing, dude. I appreciate your intel. I appreciate your point of view. I appreciate that I never know exactly where you're going to go with something. Well, sometimes I do. But you always bring up that matchup, that week 6 matchup between the Bucs and the Packers. Clearly, you had the Packers that week, or you wouldn't keep going to that.
No, I did, but man, they look great. And that's when Vaya got hurt right afterwards. I'm like, okay, good. They could still keep this up after he's out, but they haven't been the same since. I mean, they shut down Aaron Rodgers that week.
Vaya, you've been on that too. So We'll see. What about, do you have any opinion on how St. Louis is going to do?
St. Louis Battlehawks. How's that?
Louis
Those are your guys. That sounded pretty good, man. That was clean. Yeah. All right, So really quickly.
Suck it, Hawk. I know you put Jim up to that. Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Take that, bird. All right, so you got Packers minus 6.5, Ravens minus 3, Chiefs minus 10, Saints minus 3. Is that how it is?
That is correct, yep.
All right. Good luck, Head. Let's see
how
it goes.
I might also, too, Jim, add the Lakers tonight, but it's weird. Anthony Davis is questionable. He's got an injury. This week alone, he's had a hurt toe, a groin, and now he's got back tightness. So I'm looking at that line, too.
Head, are you questioning Anthony Davis's toughness yet again? The guy did lead them to an NBA championship last year.
Never.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, Head. Let's make some money. Let's get this thing done. You see the way, like, under the gun, he slid in that crack back on the Bird and Anthony Davis.
Let's make some money!
Let's make some money. All right, so he's going with the Packers. He's going with the Ravens. He's going with the Chiefs. He's going with the Saints. I can get with most of that. Let me tell you something, man. 10? He called it shock value. It is shocking. It's stunning. You can get the Browns plus 10. I'm doing that. I hammered that. I can't guarantee it. And listen, I'm betting that with both my head and my heart. I love America's team. You know this. And if you're telling me I can have America's team plus 10, I'm telling you they could let the Chiefs play 14 on 11, and I'm still taking the Browns plus 10. Who you got? Who do you like?